on the Horse Races Now app, which was designed by our good friend Ken McPeak, who joins us now. Kenny, welcome.
Hey, good morning.
Happy to have you on board. And let's start with Honorable Treasure, since we just heard that clip. Very, very impressive in that maiden win.
Yeah, hopefully we get that kind of result today. Of course, certainly a different level. But, yeah, this horse has really done everything right all summer, and into the fall here is going to be interesting, you know, but certainly a lot of talent.
What did he show you in that maiden victory that made you think he deserved a shot later today?
You know, he showed it before that race. You know, he worked in company with a horse named Oscar Blues, who broke his maiden first time out there at Saratoga as well, and he outworked Oscar Blues very easily on the Oklahoma track before that race. And, you know, we were thinking he was going to need two turns, but, you know, he's shown enough speed that it looks like he's going to be real versatile. And, of course, his 7/8 win at Saratoga was dynamic. So, you know, he's certainly a horse with a big future.
Yeah, he got a huge speed figure that day, breaking his maiden. You know, he's by to honor and serve out of a Dixie Union mare. He should go all day. Is that why you ran him on the turf first time, just to get the distance?
Yeah, no, really, my first instinct was he wanted to go further. You know, at that point in the meet, you either have to run five and a half, or 6 furlongs at Saratoga. And so the options are pretty limited. I really felt like he was a horse that was going to need a stretch out at some point. But unfortunately, did not take to the grass all that well. Didn't surprise me, but I thought he could probably overcome it. And of course, with the shortened back up and back to the dirt, he did what he's supposed to do. So, you know, certainly a learning experience on the grass race.
Well, Kenny, you joined us back at the end of July for our trainer talk show. You spent an hour with us from up in Saratoga. And before you ended that interview, you said, "Hey, I have to tell you about this 2-year-old that I have that I think is a serious horse, and his name is 10 City, and he goes postward in the Claiborne Breeders' Futurity later today here at Keeneland. Talk to us about him."
Yeah, you know, his last couple of races have been a little disappointing in that he's gotten away from the gate a little awkward in both of them. At Ellis, you know, we decided to run there because he was doing so well, and he stumbled leaving the gate and pulled a shoe off in the first jump. And then, but he fought back, and he still ran a credible third. And then his last start, he got off a little awkward there, too. He came out of the gate, and he cross-cantered the first couple of jumps. And then once he, you know, righted himself, he'd set himself behind the pace, but he kept fighting to run third again. So today I'm excited that he's at home on his home track. You know, here he's been stabled here at Keeneland all his life, and it certainly should be you know, really good spot for him, and hopefully rebounds from those 2/3.
It was a nice race he ran last time, first time around 2 turns, and, you know, he showed a little bit of finish to him. A lot of people are worried about his pedigree, but I think, you know, he seems like a classy horse, and there's still a lot of upside for him.
Well, dude, were you ever around Rock Hard 10?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll never forget Rock Hard 10. I was at Keeneland. I was working in the press box, and the races were over, and I look up at the TV, and I see this horse in the post parade, just a magnificent-looking horse, and Gary Stevens is on him. He's 7-1, and I knew nothing about him. He was a first-time starter, and I just went to the betting machine upstairs and started putting money in, and he won for fun, and I was a huge fan.
We have a Rock Hard 10 mare, and he looks like a Rock Hard 10, and he, you know, truth is that he probably is going to need more time to develop, but he's shown so much raw talent. I mean, if he doesn't punch his ticket to the Breeders' Cup, I see us giving him a little time to, you know, let him grow up. And, you know, today it'd be interesting, certainly, but he's more of a Rock Hard 10 than he is a City Zip, which is a sire line. So for those out there that are learning those things, you know, pedigree, it's an interesting cross the way he's bred.
Yeah, well, he's got the distance on the bottom side and speed on the top. Pretty classic idea of breeding right there.
Yep, for sure.
Talking with trainer Kenny McPeak here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Kenny talked with Dwayne Lucas in the previous segment, and I asked him what the secret was to winning all of these Claiborne Breeders' Futurities that he's been able to do. He's won it 6 times, and he talked about his program being geared toward success with the young horses. You've kind of, I don't want to say taking that same approach, but you've had a lot of success with your young horses. So what's the key?
Well, I like getting horses prepared to go longer in the fall. I mean, you know, I think it's a lot of, well, certainly you need horses with talent, but, you know, teaching them the routine and when to run and how to run. And, you know, you've got, when you've got a depth of numbers too, certainly is a big deal. And of course, Wayne's had that. And we're at this stage. We've had that over the years. But, you know, especially here at Keeneland, now teaching horse to lead from the wire, gallop a turn, finish down the lane, and those type of things certainly gives you a little bit of an advantage. And if they're fast, then all the better.
We're still 210 days away from the first Saturday in May. You don't look that far ahead at this point in the season, do you?
You know, you get a young horse that you put through the paces and you've asked him to do certain things, and I do think Cream rises to the top to some extent. And as far as horses and which ones are going to be set for Triple Crown or, you know, the classic, whether it's Colts or Phillies races in the spring, you start getting an idea this time of year. Yeah, for sure.
Well, you've taken Ten City from 4.5 to 6 to 7 to a mile on the 16th. I mean, that's very traditional, old-school training, just stretching him out, giving him time. And it wouldn't be shocking if he had a breakthrough race today.
Yeah, we really do need to have him step up another notch, though. And I do think that if I had to redo it, I probably would have skipped the race at Ellis this summer, but that's hindsight. And, you know, this next couple of starts this fall, I mean, we've got between now and the end of Churchill to even learn a little bit more about him. And you know, depending on how he runs today, the next step's going to be interesting, too.
Kenny, you've been racking up the frequent flyer miles in recent months. Made a trip to Tattersall's recently, just got back, 2 days ago, I guess. Jude said he saw you do an interview on television yesterday, and you look fresh as a daisy. How are you avoiding all the jet lag?
I eat healthy. Can you believe that?
No, not at all.
hasn't had a yolk in 30 years.
Yeah, right. Red wine. you know, I don't know. You know, actually, we had a 22-hour point-to-point getting from Newmarket back to Lexington. And, man, I was tired. But I got about 5 really good hours of sleep when I got home, and then the alarm went off, and I came to the stable, made the first set here at Keeneland yesterday, and actually feel pretty good. You know, got another good night's sleep last night. First time I've been home in forever, it seemed like. And, you know, I'm really lucky. Actually, this year went to Dubai to run one. You know, that trip was paid for by World Cup, the Dubai World Cup. Went to Korea. That trip was paid for by KRA, Korean Racing Association. Tattersall's gave me some spending money to come over and back for that sale, and that's a real honor to work something like that. And then, I don't know. I mean, then we went to Ascot with That Is Old Darling, and I'm like, yeah, I kind of get paid to do this? This is crazy, right? That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's good to be Ken McPeak these days. Kenny, good luck this afternoon. Let's see if you can't get this trip paid for by Breeders' Cup, that trip to Del Mar.
There you go. Punch my ticket.
All right, good luck. Thanks for the time, buddy.
All right, guys.